Peace and all good from Franciscan Media. I'm Father Jim Sabak, and this is the Inbreaking of the Word. So many things have happened in this Easter season. We just got off the bat, and Pope Francis went home to God on Easter Monday, and now we have a new Pope. So Leo XIV, again, habemus papam, so may his time as Pope be filled with just as much comfort and wonder and joy as was Pope Francis's, and even those popes who followed, who preceded Pope Francis. It's a very opportune time that Pope Leo was elected when he was, because this is the Sunday of the Good Shepherd, this fourth Sunday of Easter, not yet to our halfway point of the Easter season itself. We have not yet to come to day 25. We are actually at day 22 on this fourth Sunday of Easter. So we've got a couple more days before we get to the halfway point, this long period of time given over to Easter, this understanding of a week of weeks is what it is. So these 7 weeks of Easter, a week of weeks, but yet 8 Sundays, counting from Easter Sunday to Pentecost. Again, that number 8, the sign of a new creation, the sign of something different, the sign of something that breaks out of what we as human beings established, you know, as the 7-day week. Something that, again, we do upon God's direction in the creation of things, the day of rest, but Jesus destroys even that. So again, it's a very interesting sort of dynamic, this whole idea of recreation and this 8th day is that it was something that God did not do at the beginning of time, but brought into existence, you know, with the advent of Christ, with the incarnation, with the passion and the resurrection of Christ. So again, throwing everything that we think that life is up in the air and letting us realize a more that sometimes we are unable to recognize, that we are too ignorant to recognize, that we are afraid to recognize, this great more of who and what we are called to be as believers in this world, as people of faith in this world, as witnesses in this world to something that God does for us and for this world, to bring us into a future that all belongs to God, that every destiny that is ours as human beings belongs to God, all in hope, all in wonder, all in beauty, all in joy. And so our readings for this fourth Sunday of Easter on this Good Shepherd Sunday, Paul and Barnabas in Antioch, talking to basically Jewish converts who were non-Jews, became Jews, and they begin to accept this message. And why? Because it probably melds, you know, with their traditions that they came into Judaism with. So maybe it's speaking again now to this overarching theme of what it means for Christ to come for humanity and not just for Judaism or a particular group. However, the Jews themselves, you know, don't like this. The Jewish authorities, in fact, hate this because, you know, they're getting Jews who were once good true Jews. Now they're siding with the with Paul and Barnabas and this new Christian movement. So they don't want that to happen. But then Paul and Barnabas say, again, didn't Jesus come, or didn't the Messiah come for the Gentiles? Messiah come for all people. And this is what we're doing, is we are fulfilling this mission. We are fulfilling this plan that God had. And the Jewish authorities don't want to hear any of it. And basically they get prominent women. Again, this is where, again, women get a bad name over here, as well as prominent men. But the women are labeled first. Prominent women and men within the synagogue, again, to rise up, get people to rise up against Paul and Barnabas. They drive them from the city. And as Jesus says in the Gospels, if they do not accept you, shake the dust from your sandals, shake the dust from your feet in judgment against this city. Antioch still will become a great Christian center, you know, later on in history. But for this time being, again, because they do not receive this, it basically comes to nothing. It's a question, though, of those Jewish converts, if they continue to follow Paul and Barnabas. In the book of Revelation, as that continues, this great number of people from east, west, north, south, from every land, coming to Christ, coming to the Messiah, coming to God, God's whole purpose to bring us together, to unite us, to bring us into one, to unite the human family, not to create another division within human life, which is important to recognize. What this Christian movement does is a movement that is aimed towards unity of all people. Do you force people to become Christian? Well, again, that's not necessarily the case, but are you open to the understanding that all people need to be a part of this? And we do that many times by arrogance and by force, but that is not what the mission is. The mission is for God to speak through us to them and allow them to come in. Do they all become Christian? Well, that's always a question. Do they align with Christianity in some ways? Perhaps that is in a better understanding of all of this and what John is seeing happen in this great vision that he is having in the book of Revelation. And then we come to John's gospel, John 10, I believe we're at now. In John's gospel, we've left the empty tomb, we've left the appearances, we left anything that is this historical understanding of Jesus' resurrection. And now we go into the first part of understanding its impact upon our lives. And it has to do with what it means to be a shepherd, someone who guides, someone who protects, someone who gives one's life for something, someone who knows that without which these sheep, without which these people that this shepherd is guiding and protecting, this shepherd isn't who what he happens to be. He isn't who he should be. He isn't who he is. And so the sense in which Jesus says in this very short passage from John's gospel, you know, my sheep know me, I know them. Again, this recognition. What does it mean to be a shepherd? And again, with the election of Pope Leo, what will it mean to be a shepherd now? We've had many problems with our shepherds in our church. We have many problems with our shepherds, great and small, within our church. Is this a time for the understanding of shepherding to finally come to light, of what it means to be somebody who unites, not by uniformity, not by control, not by domination, not by rules and regulations, but by love, and understanding the power of that love and what that love means for us as human beings and how that continues to make us grow and to achieve what we have been created to achieve. That is the role of shepherd. God gives these people to this good shepherd. God gives all people to shepherds all the time to be able to guide, protect, to lead, not to control, order around, to diminish, to demean, to devalue, any of those other things that sometimes so many abuse, that sometimes so many of our shepherds have unfortunately done. That is not our call as shepherds. That is not what it means to be a shepherd. And if shepherds just happen to be men, no. That has never, ever been the case. Shepherds are not men. The first witnesses of the resurrection, women. The first shepherds to tell the apostles, stop being afraid, women. The sense in which this role of shepherd is undertaken by all of us who dare to believe, who great and small, and allowing us to be able to show by works of love, actions of love, words of love, that this is what brings us together, that this is what unites and maintains us, that this is what gives us life and makes us whole. A continued blessed Easter from Franciscan Media. May the Lord give you his peace.